بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. Our Shaykh حفظه الله ورعاه inshallah will begin by explaining a hadith from the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this hadith of course is concerning the issue of tawheed and shirk and the Muslim distinguishing himself from the kafir in every aspect of his life. وليتفضل مهجورا مشكورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يسرني أن ألتقي معكم في هذا المكان الذي سيسميه لكم الأخ.
الشيخ حفظه الله, he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking him and sending the peace and salutations upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And he said he's very happy and pleased that he can meet us at this camp today. I don't know how to pronounce the camp, but he's happy and pleased that he can meet us at this camp today.
وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعل هذه الزيارة خالصة لوجه الكريم.
The Shaykh حفظه الله, he continues on to say, and we ask Allah Most High that He makes this sincerely for His face alone.
إذا المقصود من هذه الزيارة أن تكون زيارة في الله وهي قربة إلى الله عز وجل وطاعة لله.
And what is behind us coming here today? And the reason for it is that we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we come closer to Him in our obedience of Him.
فقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله يوم القيامة ينادي أين المتزاورون فيه أين المتحابون فيه.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will call the people, where are those that used to come and visit each other for my sake? Where are those that used to love each other for my sake?
ونحن في زمن قل التزاور في الله والتحاب في الله كل الزيارات والمحبة صارت من أجل الدنيا.
We are in a time that visiting each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very rare. Rather, most of the visits of the people are because of the dunya issues.
فإن وفقنا الله عز وجل لزيارة في الله فهذه نعمة من الله عظيمة يجب أن نشكر الله عليها.
So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He gave us this success that we may meet for this reason, and that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is something that we should thank Allah for because it is a blessing.
كما أسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعل ما سأقوله ذكرى لي ولكم.
Likewise, Allah, may Allah make this reminder that I will make this speech that I will give you a reminder for me and you.
فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين.
Because the reminder benefits the believer.
فنسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعل مؤمنين حقا.
We ask Allah عز وجل that He makes us true believers.
وأن يجعلنا ممن ينتفع من الذكرى.
And those that benefit from the reminder.
ولا أريد أن أطيل في المقدمة.
And I don't want to go too, I don't want to prolong the introduction.
وإنما أريد أن أذكر نفسي وإياكم بنعمة الله علينا أن تزاورنا في الله.
Rather, I would like to remind myself and you about this ni'mah, this blessing of being able to visit each other for the sake of Allah.
ومن نعم الله عز وجل علينا أن نجتمع على ذكر الله.
And from the ni'mah of Allah upon us is that we visit each other for His sake.
فقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told us in a hadith which has been narrated in the two sahih. من حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن لله ملائكة سياحين في الطرقات.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet, or that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that for Allah there are angels that are سياحين, they walk among the routes, the different routes.
يلتمسون مجالس الذكر, يبحثون عن مجالس الذكر.
And they seek out the majalis, the sittings of remembrance, the dhikr of Allah.
حتى إذا وجدوا مجلسا فيه ذكر لله تنادوا هلما إلى ضالتكم, يعني أقبلوا على الشيء الذي تبحثون عنه.
Until they find one of these sittings, so they call each other, come together so we may sit, come together close that you may sit in this sitting of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فيجتمعون الملائكة عند القوم الذين يذكرون الله.
So the ملائكة, where do they come together? With the people that remember Allah.
ثم يعرجون إلى الله تعالى, أي يصعدون إلى العلو إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
Then they rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do they go? They go up toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَيَسَأَلُهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah يَسَأَلُ الْمَلَائِكَ.
Allah asked the malaika at this point,
كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي.
How have you left my slaves?
يَسَأَلُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ.
He asked the angels, even though he is the one that is most knowledgeable.
Allah لا تخفى عليه خافية.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that is hidden from him.
ولكن يسأل عن هؤلاء الذين اجتمعوا على ذكر الله.
But he does ask these angels that have come together in the remembrance upon the remembrance of Allah.
لإظهار عنايته بهم من بين سائر الخلق يعتني بهؤلاء الذين يجتمعون على ذكر الله.
So that he may point out his عناية, his care for these people that remember him.
وهكذا دائما الشخص الذي يسأل عنك وعن أهلك وأولادك.
Likewise, this is like the person that asks about you and your family and your children when he meets you.
لا مصلحة له بالسؤال.
He won't get any benefit from asking this type of question.
ولكن يظهر أنه معتني بأمرك.
But he wants to show that he cares.
فيقول كيف حالك؟
So he'll ask how are you doing?
كيف حال أهلك؟
How is your family?
كيف حال أولادك؟
How are the children?
كيف حال والديك؟
How are the parents?
قد يسأل شخص ما آخر يقول كيف حال أولادك وهو لا أولاد له.
Another person might come and ask the question, how are your children? And there's no children for you.
أو يسأل عن والديه وقد مات والداه.
Or he might ask about your parents, but they have died.
إذا لماذا يسأل؟
Why is he asking?
هو يريد أن يظهر أنني معتني بأمرك.
Because he wants to show that I care for you.
أريد أن أطمئن على حالك وحال أولادك وأسرتك.
I want to make sure that you and your family are in good, يعني you are in a good position and you're happy.
نرجع للحديث.
So we return back to the hadith.
الله يسأل الملائكة كيف تركتم عبادي.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked the angels, how have you left my slaves?
وهو أعلم بهم.
And he was the one that knows more than them.
لكن لبيان أنه معتني بهؤلاء القوم الذين يجتمعون على ذكر الله فيسأل عنهم الملائكة كيف تركتم عبادي.
But he wants to show that he has this care, this special care for these people that remember him. So he asks, how have you left my slaves? And this is from the greatest virtues, or the greatest virtue, that the people that come around and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So picture it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking about you.
في ذكر الله عز وجل فضائل كثيرة.
In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many virtues.
لكن أهل العلم قالوا أعظم ما في ذكر الله من فضل.
But the ulama have said the most virtuous of what is in the remembrance of Allah.
أن الله يذكر من ذكره.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He remembers the one who remembers Him.
كما في قول الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم.
As in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means remember me and I will remember you.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
كما في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة,
as in the hadith of Abu Huraira from the Sahihain,
أن الله تعالى يقول أنا عند حسن عبدي بي.
That Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, I am.
أنا عند حسن ظن عبدي بي.
I am with my slave as he thinks of me.
فإذا ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي.
So if he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself.
وإذا ذكرني في ملأ أي في جماعة ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم.
So if he remembers me in a sitting where there is people,
أي يذكره عند الملائكة.
And there is a ملأ, there is a gathering, I will likewise remember him in a gathering.
إذا ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي.
So if he remembers me in himself, and in private, then I do likewise. And if he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering that's better than it, meaning the malaika. So this is from the most virtuous things that the person has, the person that remembers of Allah, gets, that Allah remembers him.
نرجع إلى الحديث الأول.
Now we return back to the first hadith.
يسألهم الله يسأل ملائكة الله كيف تركتم عبادي.
Allah asks his malaika, how have you left my slaves?
فيقول تركناك وهم يحمدونك ويكبرونك ويمجدونك.
He said, they will reply, we have left them while they are thanking you and glorifying you and honoring you.
فيقول الله عز وجل هل رأوني؟
Allah will ask, did they see me?
فتقول الملائكة لا يا رب ما رأوك.
And they will reply, no, they have not seen you, our Lord.
فيقول الله عز وجل كيف لو رأوني؟
And they will ask, so how is it if they had seen me?
فتقول الملائكة يا رب لو رأوك لكان أكثر لك تسبيحا وتحميدا وتمجيدا.
He said, Ya Allah, if they had seen you, they would even increase in that dhikr where they glorify you and thank you and they honor you.
فيقول الله عز وجل وماذا يسألونني؟
So Allah then continues on to say, what did they ask of me?
فيقول يا رب يسألونك الجنة.
The malaika reply, Oh Allah, they ask for from you paradise, Jannah.
فيقول الله عز وجل هل رأوها؟
Allah will ask, did they see it?
فيقول يا رب ما رأوها.
They reply back, no, they have not seen it, our Lord.
هذا حال المسلم المؤمن.
This is how the Muslim, the believer, this is his situation.
يعبد الله عز وجل ويرجو أن يدخل الجنة.
He worships Allah Most High, hoping that he may enter Jannah.
وهو لم ير الجنة.
But he has not seen Jannah.
لكن مؤمن بوجودها.
But he is a believer in its existence.
ومؤمن بصدق وعد الله عز وجل.
And he is a believer in Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's promise is true.
وإنه إن آمن بالله وأطاع الله عز وجل سيدخل الجنة.
And that if he believed in Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, that he will enter. If he believed in Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, he will enter Jannah.
فأعظم ما يرجو المسلم أن يرضي الله عز وجل ويدخل جنته.
So the most that the slave asks from Allah, the believer, is that he will worship Him and seek for His Jannah.
يقول الله للملائكة هل رأوا الجنة؟ فيقول الملائكة لا رب ما رأوا الجنة.
So the ملائكة they asked, well, did they see Jannah? No, they have not seen Jannah is the reply.
فيقول الله فكيف لو رأوها؟
So he asked, so how is it if they had seen the Jannah?
لأنها أعظم النعيم.
Because it is the greatest of نعيم, of comfort and beauty.
فهم حريصون عليها ولم يروها.
So they are يعني eager to attain it, but they have not seen it.
فكيف لو رأوها؟
So how is it if they did see it?
قد أخبر الله عز وجل.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى He informs us.
أن في الجنة ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر.
That in the Jannah is which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart has imagined.
يحيون فيها فلا يموتون.
They live in it and they never die.
ويشبون فيها فلا يخمون. يعيشون شبابا لا يكبرون.
And they are youth in it and they never grow old.
ويأكلون ويشربون ولا يبولون ولا يتغوطون.
And they eat and drink and they don't urinate nor defecate.
وإنما يخرج من أجسادهم مثل الرشح مثل العرق أطيب من رائحة المسك.
But what comes from them is sweat. The sweat smells better than misk.
فيها أي الجنة ما تشتهي الأنفس وتلذ الأعين.
In the Jannah is what the soul desires and the eye loves to see.
فيها أعظم نعيم وهو النظر إلى الله عز وجل يرون الله تبارك وتعالى.
And the greatest na'im there is that the people will see Allah.
هذه الجنة العظيمة.
This great paradise.
والنعيم المقيم الذي لا ينقطع.
And this na'im, these great blessings that are endless and never ending.
حرص عليه المؤمنون.
The believers, they were eager to attain it.
اجتمعوا على ذكر الله.
They came and gathered with each other upon the remembrance of Allah.
يرجون الجنة.
Hoping for Jannah.
ويسألون الله الجنة.
And asking Allah for the Jannah.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم says.
ما سأل أحد الله الجنة ثلاث مرات اللهم اسألك الجنة اللهم اسألك الجنة اللهم اسألك الجنة.
A person does not ask Allah for Jannah three times except.
إلا قالت الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة الجنة تقول اللهم أدخله الجنة.
Except that the Jannah responds back, Oh Allah, let him enter the Jannah.
فالله عز وجل يقول فكيف لرأوا الجنة.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى He says, So how is it if they did see this paradise?
فتقول الملائكة يا رب لو رأوا الجنة لكانوا أشد عليها حرصا وطلبا.
He said, If they say to Allah, if they did see the Jannah, they would be more eager to attain it.
فيقول الله عز وماذا يستعيذون بي؟
Allah سبحانه وتعالى then asks, so what is it that they seek refuge in me from?
فيقول الملائكة يا رب يستعيذون بك من النار.
They respond back the angels, oh Allah, they seek refuge in you from the hellfire.
فيقول الله عز وهل رأوا النار؟
And he asks, did they see the hellfire?
فيقول لا يا رب ما رأوا النار.
They say, no, Ya Rab, they had not seen the hellfire.
فيقول الله كيف لو رأوا النار.
So Allah says to them, how is it if they did see the fire?
فيقول يا رب لو رأوا النار لكان أشد منها هربا.
They respond back, Ya Rab, if they did see it, they would have been more eager to run away from it.
لأن ما من عذاب إلا والنار أشد منه.
Because there is no punishment except that the hellfire is even worse than it.
وصف الله النار بأوصاف كثيرة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the nar in the hellfire with many descriptions. All of these descriptions indicate to us the severe punishment that is in it. Every time they want to get out of it, they are returned back into it. The death comes to him from every side and every place, but he does not die.
لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عليهم عذابها.
They will not be destroyed so that they will end and die, and nor will it be turned down or lightened for them.
يعظم فيها الكافر.
The kafir becomes bigger in it.
وكلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب.
And every time their skin falls off or melts off, we replace it with more skin so that they may continue to taste that punishment.
مقعد الكافر في جهنم. كما بين مكة والمدينة.
The sitting of the kafir in Jahannam is like the distance between Mecca and Medina.
وهذه مسافة تقدر الآن أكثر من 400 كيلو.
And this is a distance that today is more than 400 kilometers.
الكافر الواحد مقعده في جهنم كما بين مكة والمدينة.
That's the one sitting of the kafir. That's where he sits between Mecca and Medina, over 400 kilometers.
وضرس الكافر في جهنم كجبل أحد.
And the tooth of the kafir is like the Jabal of Uhud.
يقال أن جبل أحد طوله 6 كيلوات.
It's said that the Mount of Uhud is 6 kilometers tall.
يبكون فتجري دموعهم.
And their tears start to flow.
لو جريت السفن في دموعهم لجرت.
If the ships were to float in their tears, they would be able to.
سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day heard
وجبة أي صوت
a sound like that what he did.
قال تدرون ما هذا؟
He asked, do you know what that is?
قال الله ورسوله أعلم.
They said, Allah and His Messenger know best.
قال هذا صوت حجر.
He عليه الصلاة والسلام said, this is the sound of a rock.
ألقي من فوه جهنم منذ 70 خريفة منذ 70 سنة ما وصل قعرها أرضها إلا الآن.
Say it was thrown from the top of Jahannam and it has not reached the pit of it until today. And it's been 70 years.
منذ 70 سنة هذا الحجر ألقي من فوه جهنم من فتح جهنم فوق 70 سنة وهو ينزل حتى بلغ الأرض. يعني هذا دليل أنها طولها عظيم جدا أو عمقها عظيم جدا.
So this rock has been falling from the top of Jahannam to the bottom for 70 years. Of course, this is an indication that Jahannam is very deep.
يقول الله عز وجل وجيء يومئذ بجهنم.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى He says, and on that day جهنم is brought forth.
أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف يؤتى بجهنم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم He informed how جهنم is brought forth.
فقال يؤتى بها يوم القيامة يجرها 70,000 زم لها 70,000 زمام والزمام الحبل الذي تجر به الدابة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it will be brought forth and has this Jahannam has 70,000 ropes tied to it.
وفي كل زمام يمسك 70,000 ملك.
And for each rope, 70,000 angels hold firm to it to pull it.
يجرون هذه النار لعظمها.
They pull this. They pull the hellfire. Of course, this is an indication of its.
هذه النار تشتعل على الناس والحجارة.
This hellfire is lit upon the people and the stones.
كما قال الله عز وجل أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, O you who believe, protect yourselves from the hellfire that the fuel of it is stones and people.
المؤمنون يؤمنون بهذا كله.
Now the believers, they have faith in all of this.
فيخافون من النار.
And they fear the hellfire.
فيقول الله عز وجل هل رأوا النار؟
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى responds back and did they see the hellfire؟
فتقول الملائكة لا يا رب ما رأوا النار.
And the ملائكة respond no they did not see the hellfire.
فيقول الله فكيف لو رأوا النار؟
Allah سبحانه وتعالى then says so how is it if they did see the hellfire؟
قالوا يا رب لو رأوا النار لكان أشد منها هربا.
said if they did see the hellfire, our Lord, they'd be even more, they'd try to get away from it even more.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says
ناركم التي تورون النار التي تشعلونها
This fire that you see, that you light
جزء من 70 جزء من نار جهنم
is one piece or part or level of the levels of 70 levels of the hellfire.
قال يا رسول الله والله إنها كافية تكفي هذه نار الدنيا للتعذيب والله إنها كافية
Now, the Sahaba responded back, Ya Rasulullah, this fire that we have is more than enough.
قال بل فضلت عليها بتسع وستين جزءا كلها مثل حرها.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, rather the hellfire has been given the severity of this hellfire, this fire that you have 69 times. Each time, it's as severe as this fire.
نار الدنيا هذه كلها.
So all of the fire that we have in this dunya
وهي تختلف بحرارتها
and we have different degrees concerning how hot it is
نار الحرائق نار البترول
So we have the fire that are burning down and the fire that's come from, that comes from fuel
النار التي يصهر بها الحديد
and the fire that that the metal is bent with and used to
درجات حرارتها مرتفعة جدا
So the fire of these things is very high
لو جمعت نار الدنيا كلها
So all, if all of, the fire of this dunya was brought together
بجميع درجاتها
With all of its severities
فلا تشكل إلا جزء من 70 جزء من نار جهنم
It would not be except for one level or piece of the pieces or levels of the hellfire
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says
اشتكت النار إلى ربها
That the fire complained to its Lord.
قالت يا رب إن بعضي أكل بعضا من شدة الحر.
It said to Allah, يا رب, I have started to eat myself. يعني it's eating itself up.
يا رب إن بعضي أكل بعضا من شدة الحر.
يا رب, some of me has eaten other parts of me because I'm so hot.
النار لم تتحمل نفسها.
So the hellfire could not even bear its own self.
اشتكت إلى ربها.
It complained to its Lord.
قالت يا رب إن بعضي أكل بعضا من شدة الحر.
He said, My Lord, I have eaten myself up because of the severity of the heat.
فأشفق الله عليها.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى had a pity upon it.
فأخذ منها نفسين.
And he took from it two breaths.
نفس أشد ما تجد من حر في الصيف.
And he gave it one breath that it is the severest heat that we have in the summertime.
ونفس أشد ما تجدون من الزمهرير في الشتاء من البرد الشديد في الشتاء
and the other breath is when you find the severest cold at the time in winter
حرارة الدنيا وبرودة الدنيا
so the heat and the cold of the dunya
إنما هي أتت من جهنم
it came from جهنم
لماذا أرسل الله من جهنم إلى البشر
so why did Allah send this from جهنم to the people to the بشر
حتى يذكرهم بها عن نار جهنم
so that he may remind us of it with نار جهنم so he may remind us of نار جهنم
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبردوا بالظهر يعني أخروا صلاة الظهر قليلا حتى يبرد الوقت
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he says to the companions at the time of ظهر wait till it cools down a little bit to pray
فإن شدة الحر من فيح جهنم شدة الحر هذه جاية من جهنم
because the severity of the heat that we're having is from جهنم يعني is from the breath that جهنم is taking
والله يقول في كتابه
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book
أفرأيتم النار التي تورون هل رأيتم هذه النار التي تشعلونها
Have you seen this fire that you light
تأخذون عليه حوائجكم
And you take care of your needs with it
أفرأيتم النار التي تورون تشعلون
Do you see this fire that you light
أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون أنتم الذين أنشأتم هذا الشجر الذي تشعلون من النار أم الله الذي رزقكم ذلك
Are you the one that created these trees up, that created these trees to come up, or is it Allah that brought these trees forth that you may light from it?
الجواب الله.
The answer is Allah.
لكن الله عز وجل يقول أفرأيتم النار تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is it you that has raised, do you see this fire that you light? Is it you that has raised these trees that you use to light it with? Or is it Allah?
نحن جعلناها تذكرة، أي يراها الإنسان تصيبه فتحرقه فيتذكر بها النار الشديدة، نار جهنم.
And we have caused it to be a reminder that this hellfire that will burn you here is more severe in Jahannam.
لذلك المسلم إذا أصابته النار.
So the Muslim, if he is, يعني if he touches the fire.
أو أي يصيبه في حرارة شديدة.
Or anything that's very hot.
يقول أعوذ بالله من نار جهنم.
He will say, I seek refuge in Allah from the hellfire.
إذا كانت هذه الحرارة اليسيرة لا أتحملها فكيف أتحمل نار جهنم؟
So if this light fire, this light he can't take it, how can he bear the fire of Jahannam?
فنعود إلى الحديث مرة أخرى.
So we will return back to the hadith one more time.
يقول الله عز وجل ماذا يستد مما يستعيذون بي؟
Allah سبحانه وتعالى asked them, what did they seek refuge in me from?
فيقول يا رب يستعيذون بك من النار.
And there the angels answer, O our Lord, they seek refuge in you from the hellfire.
فيقول الله وهل رأوا النار؟
And Allah says, and have they seen the hellfire?
فيقول لا يا رب ما رأوا النار.
And the response is, no, our Lord, they have not seen the hellfire.
فيقول الله فكيف لرأوها؟
Allah says, so how is it if they did see it?
فيقولون يا رب لو رأوا لكان أشد منها هربا.
They say, they will respond back, if they had seen it, our Lord, they would be more eager to try to get away from it.
فيقول الله عز وجل أشهدكم أي ملائكة أني قد غفرت لهم.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى says to the ملائكة, I bear witness in front of you that I have forgiven all of them.
من هؤلاء؟
Who are these people Allah has forgiven?
الذين اجتمعوا على ذكر الله.
These are the congregation that has come forth in the remembrance of Allah.
ماذا يسألون الله؟
What do they ask Allah?
يسألونه الجنة.
They ask him for Jannah.
وماذا يستعيذون به؟
And what do they seek refuge in?
يستعيذون به من النار.
Seek refuge from? They seek refuge from the hellfire.
يقول الله للملائكة.
Allah says to the ملائكة.
هؤلاء الذين اجتمعوا.
These people that have come together.
على ذكر الله.
Upon the remembrance of Allah.
مطلبهم الجنة.
And they ask for Jannah.
ويستعيذون بالله من النار.
And they seek refuge from the hellfire.
إني قد غفرت لهم.
I have forgiven them.
وهذا من أعظم.
And this is from the greatest.
فضائل مجالس الذكر والاجتماع فيها.
The virtues or benefits of the sittings of these sittings of remembrance of Allah.
فلما قال الله ذاك للملائكة.
So when Allah said to the ملائكة.
قالت الملائكة يا رب إن فيهم فلان ليس منهم.
The ملائكة say. Ya Allah, there is a person within them, he's not from them.
يعني هؤلاء الذين اجتمعوا لذكر الله.
Meaning these people that have come together for the remembrance of Allah.
جلس واحد معهم.
A person sat with them.
وهو لم يأتي بقصد أن يجتمع معهم على ذكر الله.
And he did not come with the intention that he wants to remember Allah with them.
مثلا كان له حاجة له عمل فليكن مثلا سائق استأجر صاحب سيارة مثلا أجرة استأجروا ناس ليجتمعوا على ذكر الله فجاء معهم لتوصيلهم فقط.
For instance, maybe he had something to do, some business to do with them. For instance, he's a taxi driver or a driver of some sort. And they came together to this place to remember Allah. So he just came in and sat with them. He brought them, his goal was to just drive them and get them here. And maybe they said to him, why don't you wait and sit down till we're finished and then we'll go back with you too. So the driver, he sat down and waited. And he sat in this sitting of remembrance with them.
فالله عز وجل يقول إني قد غفرت لهم.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى says I have forgiven them.
فيقول الملائكة يا رب لكن فيهم فلان ليس منهم. So إنما جاء لحاجة.
So the ملائكة will respond back, but يا رب there's a person in them that he's not from them. He came for a different reason.
فيقول الله عز وجل أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم جميعا حتى على ما عم غفر الله لهم.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى he says rather I bear witness in front of you. I have forgiven all of them, including this person. He didn't come for that same reason.
هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم. القوم الذي يجتمع ذكر الله الذي يجلس معهم لا يشقى لا يصيبه الشقاء بل تصيبه السعادة. هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم.
They are the people that the one that sits between them he will not be unhappy. Rather, they are the people that bring forth joy.
فهل تذكرتم هذا الفضل الذي تفضل الله به علينا؟
So, will you not remember this? Blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and this virtue that He has bestowed upon us. We have all come from far away places to come upon the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal.
في هذه الساعة التي نذكر الله عز فيها.
In this hour that we remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى in it.
ونتعلم أحكام الإسلام.
And we learn the rules of Islam and its rulings.
غيرنا في لهو ولهو وسهو عاصي وفجور.
And other than us, they're out there spending their time heedlessly, sinfully, and in outright blasphemy.
فانظر كيف تفضل الله عليك.
So look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this blessing.
وأكرمك بطاعته.
And He has favored you that you may, be obedient to Him.
بينما سواك كثير من البشر من العالم في معصية الله عز وجل وأنت في طاعة الله. هذا فضل من الله عليك.
While so many of the humankind are out there sinning, being heedless. But you, you're in here remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over you.